Okay, so apparently this is take number two because our show did not record today, so we'll skip the ads and we're gonna see if we can get some content recorded for you so that we can post this anyway.
Damn it all to hell. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Mental Acumen with Donald and Christy Rose here on Freedomizer Radio.
Hello.
We're here to talk about health matters, mental health matters, and whatever matters to you. We're here every Monday at 5:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. So let me go ahead and review the business stuff since it did not get recorded. We started the show in May, so we want to send out a special thank you to everyone who has tuned in from day one. We're working hard to improve the show each week, even though we've had to struggle with technical difficulties, like every week. We're working on it. And we welcome any comments or suggestions from you, even if it's related to our technical difficulties. If you want to listen to old episodes, or if you missed a show, you can find our back episodes here on freedomizerradio.com.
I'm pretty sure they all missed the show, but never mind. Please continue.
Well, last week.
Okay, right.
So be sure to create an account on Freedomizer Radio so you can log in and follow our show to get notified when we're on the air. Mm-hmm. And hopefully notify us if we can't hear you or if you can't hear us. So speaking of the podcast, we would really appreciate it if you would take a moment to rate and review the podcast. Be sure to mention Mental Acumen Radio by name. This really helps our show to move it up in the algorithm and let more people listen to it.
Yeah.
And be sure to check us out on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram, both at Mental Acumen Radio. The links are in the show notes.
Yeah.
Also in the show notes is a link to our Patreon page. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a place for creators such as us to post content that is accessible to members only. You just pay a small monthly fee and you have access to all of the episodes and posts and pictures and merchandise and anything else that we post there. So right now we have a few episodes already and we'll be recording some more shortly, including, kind of a spoiler, including some book reviews because we like to read informative material and kind of talk amongst ourselves about it. So if you have any book recommendations or
conspiracy novels.
Yeah, because we dig on the conspiracy theories, and so we like to dive in and find out some actual facts about them. So
I like conspiracies. You like theories, okay? Because whenever you say theories, it like puts it into like a completely other like subcategory of bullshit. And this ain't bullshit, okay? Okay, I'm sorry.
And Patreon is the only monetary support we have for the show at this time. So if you enjoy our content, we encourage you to go to Patreon and support the show by just donating the $5 a month. That way you won't miss out on any announcements that we have. We will make sure to put anything that we have upcoming on Patreon first. And there will be members-only content. So the stuff that you get there will only be available on Patreon. And if you're curious about health coaching and how it could benefit you, or to see if I'm a good fit for you as a health coach, I offer a free initial consultation so that we can get to know one another and talk about your health history. I offer one-on-one health coaching from the comfort of your home via video chat or phone, so that way you can still be healthy during Corona time. To be a guest on the show or to recommend a guest that you want to hear on the show, feel free to call us at 319-527-6208 and press 1. And you can also direct message us on social media ahead of time so that we can be expecting you. Or if you want to schedule a talk with us in advance so that we can talk about what we're going to say on the show and discuss and get an outline. So
all about the DM.
Mm-hmm. And if you're looking to add a furry four-legged friend to your family, we want to encourage you to adopt and not shop. Most local shelters have a website so you can see pictures and read all about the adoptable animals that desperately need homes. We have 4 rescue kitties at our house, and they're all fixed. And 2 came from one of our favorite rescues, Duncan's Place Cat Sanctuary.
A couple of them fixing to die.
They're just old.
Oh, nice. I'm sorry. They are nice. Old. Well, if something's old, it's getting ready to die.
So are you.
Okay, maybe I am.
It is a no-kill shelter that houses cats in foster homes until they're adopted. The founder also procures tons of donations for our local community to help shelters and to help those families that are struggling so that they can keep their pets. The donations include cat food, dog food, litter, and lots of pet supplies. And we want to encourage you to donate to Duncan's Place if you feel called to do so. We'll post the link in our on our website and on our show notes. It's duncansplace.org. And it is a 501c3, so all the donations are tax deductible. Mm-hmm. And then our disclaimer, we don't diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness. Everything we say on this show is our own opinion, so please do your own research and contact your doctor or healthcare professional before making any diet, supplement, activity, or lifestyle changes after you hear something on our show. And last but not least, thank you for supporting our show by listening and donating to our Patreon page.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Please tell your friends and family about the show and feel free to call us at any time. Again, our number is 319-527-6208. And again, that needs to be while we're on air. Otherwise, you can contact us on social media. So, Donald...
Otherwise, you're literally just calling no one if we're...
Well, there may be some other show on the air, but it might be Bible study or...
It's very true.
You never know.
You never know.
And what was new and good with you this week?
What was new and good with me this week? Well, you know, it's been a real... up and down, back and forth type of deal. I've been doing Uber rides again this past
couple of... The people rides, not just...
The people rides, right, this past couple of weeks. And anyone will probably understand this when I say, you know, it's a mixed bag with people, you know. It's good to get out there and get the pulse of the people. And, there's a lot of animosity. There's a lot of animosity, I guess, with people, you know. And maybe some of it is from the COVID and the lockdowns. Maybe some of it's from all the racial tensions that have been floating around. Even though we live in a predominantly, you know, white suburban kind of area, and you know, perhaps some of it's, you know, the new normal that's just really pissing people off. I know, you know, July 4th came and went. Mm-hmm. Our town moved their fireworks out to
an event center.
Is that what they call that? Mm-hmm. Okay. It's kind of like the place where they have the county fair, and that way you could, quote, drive up.
Yes, and stay in your car and wear a mask.
Yeah, lame.
It used to be at a local lake so that they could shoot the fireworks over the lake.
Literally 3/4 of a mile from the house where I could walk over there.
We could see them from the backyard, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But this year we couldn't.
So that was it. You know, but it's been good for me to get out and talk to people, because part of my own personal development is, you know, talking with people and being a good listener. And... if you talk to enough douchey individuals, you know, and you can do that in a way where you don't escalate everything into fist fights, then you're doing pretty good. Because whenever people get into your car and the first thing that they want to do is talk about sex, religion, and politics, the three taboos that you don't talk to a stranger about, you know, you could very easily escalate that to a bad time. Yes. And you know, a lot of people are really uptight about the election coming up. They jump in and want to say, you know, oh my God, please vote for, you know, anybody but Trump, and Trump is the devil. And don't get me wrong, I am not a Trump guy, but whenever I say I'm not a Trump guy, I repeat, when I say I am not a Trump guy, that does not mean I am a Biden guy. We see everything in such a, you know, binary sort of way these days with politics. And I'm one of these abolitionists, okay? I'm a bit of an anarchist, really a minarchist, because, you know, I have some hang-ups about stupid people and how I think there are just some people who would go out and want to burn the world down, and I'd still like to outsource someone to kill those people, but I digress. these people are so uptight right now about the election as it's getting closer and closer, and this is really starting to bubble over, I guess. But it's been okay. You know, I can usually talk people down off that ledge, and or Well, maybe this is my own personal hubris, but I'm thinking that, you know, with a carefully placed question and or, you know, a certain something that I might throw out there, that it might make them actually walk away from our conversation and think about it a little bit. But, you know, for the most part, people are just not really listening to you and more like just waiting on their chance to talk. Mm-hmm. And they want to hit all their talking points and all their bullet points. Because, you know, in the Uber ride situation, you know, it's usually a short amount of time, 20 minutes on the long end, 3 to 5 minutes on the short end. So you kind of got to, people got to get their elevator pitch, you know, their elevator pitch in on you real quick. And I don't know. I had a guy in my car the other night that, you know, you would have thought that he was, but you would have thought that, you know, Trump himself was out, you know, putting the fire hose on Black Lives Matter's protesters, and that he was releasing the hounds on them or something. And he just told me, you know, Trump is so racist and he's such a, you know, a bigot. And I said, yeah, he might be. He probably got some of those qualities to him. And, you know, we just got to make sure that Biden. I went, whoa, whoa, pump the brakes there.
Creepy Joe Biden.
I said, I'm pretty sure you can't build a more establishment type of, you know, person or politician than Joseph Biden. I'm like, he's a bad motor scooter and has been for a long time. And he kind of, well, yeah, but okay. Well, you just summed up your entire political argument right there with a yeah, but.
Because you have to see both parties' perspective.
There, you know, and I basically, you know, distilled his argument down to, if I concede to you that Donald Trump is a fascist, Nazi, bigoted, racist turd circling the bowl, can you concede the fact that if you decide to choose Biden and throw your weight behind Biden as the lesser of two evils and that's it, can you at least concede that you're still choosing evil? Can you at least do that for me? Mm-hmm. And it was a, yeah, but. And, you know, that's our political system in a nutshell is, anybody but, you know, my side sucks, yeah, but the other side is way worse. Okay. Anything else good? Well, I guess that's, you know, the good part is me getting out and talking to people.
It's good for you. It's building character because I know it did a lot for me.
Even if it is, you know, political rhetoric and that type of schlock. Yeah, we've been going to the lake a lot here recently. It's been a really hot week. We had a couple of days where it cooled off, I guess. But for the most part, summer is upon us. And I want to say that I've been in my canoe at least 4 times this past week, which is really good. Went swimming a couple of days, which is awesome. And my daughter, my teenage daughter, her first day of tennis camp was this morning. So she's in the 12 to 14 year old tennis camp. And whenever I show up there, I'm thankful, you know, because she's a big girl, like her daddy is a big guy. Since she's the youngest in there, she's not going to be the biggest person out there on the court, which was good. But there's like a boy there with a mustache and all these other older girls. And I was like, how old are these kids again? A mustache, really? Vote for Pedro looking guy in, you know, high school with mustache. But anyway, I'm just jealous because I'm, you know, 47 and I still don't grow facial hair. But I digress.
Saves on cost for shaving. Yeah, you shave like once a week.
It's also true. I'm told it's my Native American blood that I have that makes me relatively hairless. But it was great. It was great to get to take her to tennis camp, get her out, get some sun, and anything else good? Yeah. After one of my days of canoeing, I treated myself to a summer treat and went and had ice cream. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like I've said before, maybe on the show, I'm a recovering ice cream junkie.
They're a lot smaller sizes these days, though.
Yeah, and that's just it. Now, you know, whereas I used to, if I were to go to Dairy Queen, I'd be a medium, maybe a large kind of person. But mm-hmm. I stick to the kid sizes, the small or the minis, and that's enough for me. Because I'm not a real sweet tooth kind of person, you know, I never really have been.
Except for ice cream.
That's my...
But I counted as a win because after we thought we recorded the show originally, and we didn't, we went to Walmart and we weighed ourselves on the thing, and he confirmed that he was down as much as he thought he was. In fact, a few pounds, probably more than he thought he was, which is very exciting because what did you think, 30 years ago or something was the last time you weighed that much?
I'm smaller than I have been in over 30 years, absolutely.
That's crazy. And so we'll keep on our healthy patterns. Of course, we do everything in moderation now, and we're more mindful when we consume extra calories, a munchy day or an ice cream day or something like this, but we also mix in a lot of exercise, and we do fasting now, we experiment with a lot of that. So,
and you know, whenever I was losing weight, and again, I want to add the caveat that I don't really like to use scales a lot, right?
It's better to go by how your clothes fit.
I mean, she literally just said we had to go to Walmart to weigh ourselves because
and we refused to buy another one because they're not, even especially being a health coach, I'm like, I don't rely on those numbers. However, it's not the worst idea to check in once in a long while.
Like when you go to the doctor.
Yes.
Right, which is never for me, but anyway.
Right.
You know, whenever I started, like, trying to, you know, alter my lifestyle, I set little weight loss goals and, you know, on the numbers like that. And I will say that I've hit 3.
That's awesome.
Right? So, but I need to also say, because when at the mindset that I was at, whenever I started setting those goals, I never thought that I would be able to see the goal that I'm looking at right now. If I'm being perfectly honest.
That's awesome.
Right? I mean, I never honestly thought at that point that I'd be looking dead on at my final goal. Because now I have to set like another goal for like another 15 pounds or whatever down the road. So yeah, that's definitely a win. Behind every man, every good man, there's a good woman. Right.
Was that most of your good stuff?
That was absolutely.
Okay, well, 100%. I didn't have that in my notes, but I definitely want to be, it's been a huge inspiration, I think, and motivation to do these things as a journey together. Even just being a health coach and knowing what I know doesn't really put it into action. Mm. Actually, putting into action and having somebody that has your back, that if I go to him and say, okay, let's talk about fasting. Let's talk about doing this a week ahead of time. Let's talk about what we're going to do beforehand and what we're going to do after. We're not going to binge on a bunch of food. We're not going to buffet it. We're all these kind of things. And he's totally 100% supportive. If I said, hey, you don't have to fast and I'm going to for a day, and then he'd be like, fine, that's fine. I'm not going to rub cake in your face or talk goes in your face or whatever. So I think that it helps 100 bazillion times more when you have somebody there by your side to help you out, and especially if they're motivated, and even the little compliments like, wow, that outfit looks good on you, makes a difference because it goes a little further. And oh wow, I didn't remember seeing that swimsuit on you before.
Caveat, I totally bought her a new swimsuit. It's a
right, I needed a rash guard type thing because I don't want any burned shoulders on my paddleboard. So
I would have not have thought that a long sleeve swimsuit could be sexy, but I was wrong.
So I guess what's new and good for me this week then, it kind of tails off of that because we're talking about fun mostly today. First of all, my classes, I'm pretty excited about my ASU classes that I'm doing right now, the positive psychology and the health and entrepreneurship and value creation.
Arizona State. Yeah.
And funny note, I put it in my notes here, but I forgot to say it in the not recorded episode. The first thing I had to learn was how to spell psychology and entrepreneurship. I consider myself a pretty decent speller, but those words were tricky to spell the first few times, and I'm like, well, I have to get them correct in my discussions and my posts.
You can't spell psychology?
Right? I can now. But I had to like look at it a few times and make sure I was spelling it right. Those are interesting, especially entrepreneurship. Maintenance. I still don't spell maintenance, but since once in a while we have to update some paperwork, you can spell that for me. It doesn't hurt to learn how to spell and double check yourself. And I've been working out in the garden a lot. Sometimes when he goes in bicycles, because we've both been going to the water, because I paddleboard and he canoes, but I've been working out in the garden and, you know, just say a few minutes here and there, but it feels more serene. It's my jam these days. I like being outside, even if it's in the shade or looking at the flowers grow or watching the butterflies. It's very, very relaxing for me.
Yeah, find what's eating the Swiss chard.
Uh-huh.
Beyond that, yeah, the herbs are out of control.
The chives are so delicious. We have chives
every day on everything.
And we ate fish tonight and made our tartar sauce with some fresh dill. Oh, it was so much better.
It was good.
Dill is good on, like, anything, mayonnaise or eggs.
I gotta be honest and say I'm ignorant of the health effects or what really good, aside from the fact that it is green and grows in the ground,
mm-hmm.
of, like, a dill. Or something like that.
That's not the worst thing to look up either, yeah. Just because I don't know. Where I can't say, oh, it's good for da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Whereas some things I can say that.
Right.
I discovered I had some craft kits that I can make for the grandbabies out in the garage. I've been working on those.
Love them grandbabies.
Talked to both of my daughters this week on the telephone. Either they answered or I called them. Either way. Or they answered when I called or they called me back. Either way. And I've scheduled a couple of guests for the upcoming shows. So next week we will have a guest on our show, and it's the founder and owner of Duncan's Place Cat Sanctuary, which I'm really excited to talk to her on air and really excited to kind of get her message out there a little bit more. She's got some exciting things going on. And I think I'll schedule someone every other week because that sounds about doable for us. We're still figuring out the technical stuff for sure. And probably the most exciting new and good thing for me is on my psychology course, I have an assignment that spans the full 5-6-ish weeks, and I have to choose an alternative type healing practice and do it every day and journal about it, and then look up the related peer-reviewed articles and write an essay about it between my experience and the articles, the benefits and things. And I chose, because I already do meditation and vision boards and affirmations and very mild yoga, I thought I want to do something outside of my comfort zone, something I haven't tried, especially because this assignment forces me to look into the benefits from someone else's perspective and not just my experience. And so I chose breath work. And it's been eye-opening, to say the least. I have asthma, so I had to be really careful who I chose to follow as far as that goes, but I found someone on YouTube, and I'll probably talk a little bit more about that as I go, because it's definitely going to be a 4 to 5 week. She does a 30-day challenge in the first place, and I'm already on day 3, I think, so
right.
It's very new into it.
Okay.
Do you want to start off with the fun stuff for the summer?
I don't have fun.
Well, you'd like to play outside because you canoe as much as you can, almost every other day right now.
Absolutely. I've been absolutely just on a rampage recently, I think.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple of old people that have, you know, been trying to recover from some pretty gnarly injuries, it's been a really... You know, it seems like, you know, whenever I'm trying to work a lot, you know, it's like a priority shift, you know. And I wonder if a lot of other people that, like, work for themselves,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, if they have these types of things going on, you know, where they're like, yeah, I'm the boss. But then they get to that point where they go, yeah, but if I ain't there, I ain't making no money.
Right.
And I am totally right there right now. Mm-hmm. I'm like... Yeah, I'd love to go, you know, paddleboard for half the day,
mm-hmm.
and maybe bicycle around over by the lake, watch the sunset over there. But then, believe me, by the time I get all those done, I'm just beat down by the sun,
mm-hmm.
and I come back home and I have to spend my evenings replenishing on water and food and some calories, and then I sack out.
And some relaxed time. And then I go,
oh shit, I forgot to go to work today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's a balancing act, and you know I've been really busy past couple of days, And the fact that I, you know, squeeze in these, you know, canoe trips out to the lake, which I say a trip, you know, it's literally 15 minutes from the house over to the reservoir.
If that.
And it's great. I mean, because we got it down to a little science there where we just jump out of the Jeep, boom, pull the strap off, boom, canoe off, boom, paddleboard off, and all right, I'm going to go park. And she puts, by the time she's got the rudder on, I'm already parked and back down there. And it's really good. It's really good for me. I've heard people tell me that this is because I am a water sign. I am a Cancer. My birthday is in a couple of weeks. And that I get so much rejuvenation from just being out in the water. And I'll also say that I think it's from, you know, hearing the water, like just paddling in my canoe and hearing that slow of my paddles going in and out of the water like that. It's hypnotic for me. And, you know, Chrissy and I have been to the ocean many times together, and it's the same effect there. Just, I can't tell you how relaxing it is. You know, you get the beach towel out, lay it all out, watch the waves roll in, and you watch the waves roll out. And I get to sit there and do that for hours, and I have done that for hours. And I remember the first time Chris and I, you know, went out to California, and I said, "Oh, you've got to come out here and watch the sunset." I said, "It's just so awesome." And I was, you know, thinking of it in the context of how, you know, how beautiful it is, and how, you know, I had been to the ocean before. And seeing how people just like, it's like people just like park their cars anywhere, anytime they're near the beach, and then boom, they all flock out there real quick, watch the sunset, turn around and go back. It's like going to church or something.
I've noticed more people doing that here, look, watching the sunset over the mountains.
Oh, 100%. Because
everybody's outside, they don't have anything else to do inside.
Yeah. And I need to, you know, pencil that in because it's beautiful. It's really beautiful sunsets over here by Lake Loveland where we live. You go over there, and it's literally the best of both worlds, of all worlds, because you got this, you know, it's not a huge body of water by any stretch. It's essentially a giant pond, a big pond. And you have the mountains, the Rocky Mountains in the backdrop, and you put all that together with the sunset behind them, and it's just awesome.
And it's so close to the house, we can bicycle, because we've done that a handful of times.
Absolutely. I wish the my favorite pinball joint would be, you know, reopening in its full capacity. Right now they have it set up, you know, and you know, God bless them. I wish I, you know, had a group of friends that felt as strongly about video arcades and pinballs as I do. Because I'd call them together and go there, because, you know, what they've done is they've taken a group of their pinball machines and then a group of their pinball machines plus an arcade game.
They've divided them into groups with a little table.
Yeah, they made like little, I think they call them pods.
Yes,
they made like little pods where you and your homies can go and hang out in a pod and rent that pod for X amount of time. Sit there and drink and get drunk, play their video games and pinball machines.
That way they don't have to sanitize the whole game every single time. It's just you and your friends that are already touching hands and stuff anyway. So, and they've changed it where it's only 21 and up, so that there's more beer flowing, there's more money coming in, and not a lot of little sticky kids, you know, sticky little fingers running around, because the snacks were a big draw for all the little kids, and so they catered to the kids before.
And not to sound like an 80s kid, it was a big draw for me, you know.
Oh, it was fun.
It's great to go and have a couple of drinks there.
We had so many date nights there.
The handful of times that I've been drunk in my downtown Loveland area, I usually wind up at the Flipside pinball joint for sure. And yeah, I never really even contemplated it because I'm really not a big germaphobe. But if there was ever a gnarly place to not really be sharing snacks and things like that, it's the pinball joint.
Because you eat your little popcorn, you touch the machine, and you
never really crossed my
mind. Every time we got sick, it seemed like we had been there a few days before.
I guess it helps that, you know, I had been drinking usually the majority of the times that I went there. that I wasn't really thinking about it, because, yeah, you go touch some pinball machines and skee ball balls,
and then
go have some popcorn from the popcorn machine. That's just...
I guarantee they're cleaner than Chuck E. Cheese was, which our Chuck E. Cheese went out of business.
True story.
They're also cleaner than pinball machines and arcades than we used to, or like the Walmart, for example, were back when we were kids and stuff, because they didn't even think of wipe that stuff down. It's all, build your immune system.
It's true. And I will say that I had an immune system from hell back in them days.
Right, we could fight off the COVIDs no problem.
I could go to a skating rink and play 5 different arcade machines for an hour and a half.
And kiss different people.
Go try to stick my tongue in some girl's mouth. Right?
Not wash your hands once.
I washed them in the shower earlier this morning.
And besides,
right?
How nasty those skates were that we touched. Anyway, no wonder we survived.
Truth be known, I was too cool to actually have the rental skates back in the day. I was the cool kid that I went to Service Merchandise and bought me some knockoff speed skates, because I wasn't rich enough to buy like real skates from the pro shop. Yeah, because the pro shop's like the same kind of deals like
it was always the boys that had to upgrade and go get their own skates.
Yeah, once I learned how to skate backwards and all that stuff, I went, oh, I gotta give me some thing. And for the record, I think I saved up my own money, because my mom was like, for what, skates, how much? No, not buying those. So I went out and earned enough cash to buy me some like I say, knockoff speed skates from the catalog.
My skating days are done.
Wow, did I just date myself there whenever I said something about catalog ordering?
Yeah, you already said Hal Jar, so. was that all your good new stuff?
Yeah. Well, we're moving on to talking about our summer fun stuff.
Well, I didn't get to do mine.
Well, go ahead.
Let's see. Oh, wait, yeah, we already talked about all the good stuff that was... My favorite was paddleboarding, and of course yours is canoeing and bicycling. I think, I don't know if you probably tie those for both of them.
And, you know, we were talking about swimming as, you know, what a good, healthy exercise that it is.
Yep.
Because, you know, I've heard it said that you're basically working all your muscles, whether you're really trying to, you know, whereas, you know, you go to the gym and or, you know, whatever exercise you're doing, you're just isolating the one arm and the legs and this like that. But whenever you're out there literally treading water, you're using your back, you're using your legs, your arms.
Plus, it's easier on your joints to have those fluid motions.
Yeah. And I feel a lot more loosened up and limber and stuff whenever I get through swimming. You know, I know I probably sound like a big old hillbilly anyway on the radio, but I prefer swimming in lakes as the pools most time. And I'm not like a big naturalist or anything like that, but yeah, I just do. Because I think maybe it's because I worked on swimming pools for a while in one of my jobs there in that capacity. And you can only find so many disgusting things in the skimmer baskets before you just get sickened by the whole thing. And I've always had like this like queasy response to like finding disgusting Band-Aid. You're like, what hatchet wound was this thing covering? That's just so disgusting.
I can't even imagine the things you had to find in those things.
Oh, the pools are one thing. You find all the booger nose kids.
With the hot tubs.
Thing. It's the hot tubs. Yeah. Yeah, some rituals and disgusting things going on in hot tubs, yeah.
I was going to say, too, that we were doing really good because of the back injuries that we were getting out when we were bicycling. We were walking, because a lot of times you would say, hey, do you want a bicycle? I'm like, well, I can't sit, so let's do a walk. And so he'd walk with me, even if it meant going to the grocery store and walking around. Anything to get our bodies moving or going outside and walking around the yard made a difference. But then I was starting to notice that because we don't have physical jobs, I mean, I'm not working at all, but he does the Uber and stuff, that are like upper body and the arms and everything. We're like, I don't know, getting flabby, I guess is the nicest way to say it. Yeah. And then with all the canoeing and the paddleboarding and the rowing and stuff, I already feel stronger and like healthier just from that little bit that we've done.
Well, yeah, it's working those back muscles that are so atrophied. And
helps our core.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you're doing the back and twist like that, you're totally working that core as well. And, you know, from just, you know, you're short, mm-hmm. right? So, whenever you're on the paddleboard, it's working you, right? Whenever I'm on the paddleboard, it's excruciating. Because I'm so dang tall.
You got a lot more to balance.
A lot more to balance.
Because yes. I'm like closer to the ground, and so the gravity is different.
Yeah. Just standing and paddling on that thing is such a workout for me. My feet are so sore whenever I'm done paddleboarding mm-hmm. because I'm like a cat gripping onto a yep. branch.
Because the water and the everything, it tears your feet up in a good way. But I'm glad that I guess it's a muscle memory thing, because the first handful of times I took that paddleboard out way back 2-3 years, however long ago I bought that thing, and it would just kill my feet. My feet would be sore for days. And now, even injury and not doing a whole lot of activity and stuff, it's not near as bad. It is beneficial that I can stand up, because it's more comfortable to stand than to sit. Mm-hmm. I'd be miserable sitting in that canoe for very long just because I can't sit on the hard surfaces. Mm-hmm. But at least we can modify and overcome for sure and get stronger with our core.
Yeah, I did some time on in the canoe on my knees while leaning back against the seat, and mm-hmm. that seems to be working pretty good for me. It's just the nature of the beast, you know. There's not a yep. whole lot that I can do in ways that I can sit without just aggravating that tailbone whenever it's a hard surface, for sure.
And not to brag on you, but kinda, that you haven't even gone to a doctor for any of your injury. I mean, not a chiropractor,
I know that there's nothing. There's nothing they can do for.
Well, sometimes tailbone. Adjustments and things can make it more comfortable, yeah. But of course, mine's gonna be all covered and whatnot because it wasn't my fault and it was an auto injury, so that's all different. But
sure.
I've got a nerve scan coming up before too terrible long, so fingers crossed they can figure out what's going on. And also, let's talk a little bit, too, because we love hiking and backpacking and camping. We haven't done these things for a couple of reasons. Partially time-sensitive. We were both out trying to deliver food, and then now that he's doing the people rides again, I'm trying to take care of the home front and do the dishes and the laundry while he's at work making money so we can pay the bills. But also because we're healing from our injuries, because the hiking and the terrain is... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary, but exciting.
Walking on concrete, paths and the big, mm-hmm. nice, trails we have around town, that's one thing. Doing the backbone like we like to do mm-hmm. is not bad. There's just some, some loose areas in there that, could be. It's the loose footing type of areas where odds are you won't slip, but it's that one when you do,
yes,
right, whenever you're jacked up like you are,
you step on a rock the wrong way because your balance is off a little bit, you're so dang tall,
right.
And then my hip is kind of messed up and my toe sometimes drags, and we don't need to catch
it's like the thing with roller skating, I could roller skate, right? I could ride a skateboard maybe once. Am I ever going to in my life again? Probably not. Because, it's like I'm just one good fall away from being in a chair the rest of my life or something.
And we're doing so good to be healthy and to reduce the inflammation.
And if that day comes in the next, however amount of time that I feel like super strong to where if I was to fall on my ass, I'm pretty certain I'll walk away from it. Then, yeah, of course, I'll do something. It's like, I love going to the ocean and watching the surf, and I love to body surf and stuff like that. I'd have to really think long and hard about how big of a wave I'd be willing to ride right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because whenever you get crashed a couple times in the big surf, you kind of go, ow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I did that right now, I'd be like, okay, I'm going to be paying for this for a day or three or a week now.
If it beats your back up or whatever.
This is a long way of saying it sucks getting old, I guess.
Yeah. It does, especially when you're injured and it kind of is like that wake-up call. Although,
that's the bad part is that I just don't heal as fast as I did whenever I was 19. And that's the thing that makes you start feeling older, I guess.
But it could just be the catalyst that we needed, because sometimes you're like, I know, but knowing in your head versus doing with your body and stuff is a whole different ballgame.
100%.
Because now we're like more motivated to, I want to feel better. I want to move better. Sure. I want to be active. I don't want to be a fat but sitting on the couch watching TV.
No juice in that squeeze, nope. You know, because, just today, I had some family members tell me that, you know, they had been exposed to some COVID. I have a great aunt, that's my granny's sister, that is tested positive for COVID. And, you know, she's in her 80s, so that's not good. And her son, who would be, you know, my mom's age, so I think he's like in his late 50s, or maybe his 60s, and, he's got COVID as well, and
a couple more possibles.
Yeah, the 80s or something, there's, you know, it's roll the dice, right? It's complete roll the dice. If you're in the 70s, even though there's been, you know, a 100-year-old lady from here that had it, and another, it's a sickness, right?
The flu.
I hate calling it a disease. Whenever, you know, disease is a broad term, all this stuff. It's a sickness, you know, and the pandemic is, you know, a fallout from our society here, but.
And we'll keep you updated on those, because we definitely want to keep thoughts and prayers with them.
Absolutely, but, you know. If some of my other family members who had been exposed, you know, I would love to say that, you know, that they're in really good health and they'll just, you know, mm-hmm. beat the shit out of it, no problem, and be back to normal. But that's not the case. You know, there's a lot of obesity in my family, and a lot of the atypical diseases that go along with with being obese. You know, a lot of diabetes, a lot of heart diseases blood pressure medicines passed around.
Borderline diabetes, if not full on. Yeah.
And that makes it hard to fight off a new, you know, novel type of illness that your body's not used to fighting off, you know. You can get a cold and the flu if you're, you know, in relatively, you know, decent and or shaky health, and you can beat it because your body's used to seeing it, you know. But if it's a new one like this, you know, that's been known to kill a handful of people at least, you know, you might have a tough time with it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you have a tough time breathing just from walking to the couch to the refrigerator, you know.
Yep.
That means the cold is coming from inside the house. But like I say, you know, I hope that they all pull through and they come out on the other side. You know, baffling to me, because it's hot as hell there in that part of the world in eastern Oklahoma.
But that doesn't kill viruses because people stay inside in the air conditioning.
And that's so true.
If we were all out farm hands working in the fields and stuff, yeah, that may be, the virus may lie dormant, but that's just, everybody's such home, and I think the stay-at-home orders made things worse. Because then you pass it to your family, then somebody's got to brave conditions to go to the grocery store, and then you pass it to everybody there.
Right.
Whereas if we were all outside playing, and, I mean, there are people playing, but everybody's so scared.
That would be like, you know, some of that disinformation that gets wiped off of YouTube. If somebody made a video and said, you know, the virus hates sunlight, so you should go out and sit on your patio. I don't give a shit if you're old, even if you're an old, you know, 80-something-year-old that maybe thinks you might be exposed to it, go out and sit in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and sit in the sunlight. And
sunlight does help.
Get nice and hot.
Besides that, it kills germs and bacteria and things, actual sunlight, because the UV rays, that's how they actually clean some of the hotel rooms these days, is the blue lights and the black light, or whatever they're called, the UV rays.
Yes.
And then Also, the vitamin D, whenever your body is absorbing the sunlight and it makes the vitamin D, it helps your body to fight off these viruses and infections. On a brighter side, a friend that I met from the Sahar Rose podcast, she has a Facebook group. She's a RN, I think, a home health nurse. And so her grandpa has the COVID. He was diagnosed with that. But he was having organ failures. And so I kept texting her to check on her and see how he was doing. And he's doing a lot better now. So thank goodness. Maybe he's going to make it through. That gives us some more hope to keep, you know, building our immune system, paying attention, hugging our loved ones. Because like I've mentioned before, that I totally do not agree with the part about social distance. Okay, fine. Physical distance, that's fine. Especially if you're sick, you don't want to spread, just like any common sense flu or cold. Stay home if you're sick. However, we do need to build our immune systems and expose ourselves to germs, and especially the younger generation, the millennials and the children, they need to get this virus. That I'm not saying have COVID parties or like the chicken pox parties, but I'm just saying we all need to be exposed so that our immune system can fight it off and build the antibodies that we need so that it's not worse whenever it comes to be October. Also, let's mention a little bit too about, we don't consume a lot of media, but we didn't miss out on these notifications that have been pretty recent. That Charlie Daniels passed away.
Oh, no!
That Maxwell was arrested, which was Epstein's ex-girlfriend. And she's supposedly willing to talk now. She's going to name names, quote-unquote, in some of the articles that I read today.
Hello, this just in, everyone. It turns out the world is run by satanic pedophiles.
Right? And that we know that Hamilton is on Disney Plus, and that everybody's enjoying that. And also that the Supreme Court voted that the electoral vote has to follow the popular vote. And so, good thing, bad thing, I don't know. I think it's up for debate still, but I think it's something that we should be in the know about. I'm politically ignorant.
Is this thing on? Hello? It turns out your vote maybe counts. Hello?
Right. So I don't know. We are.
I think it would be fantastic if we started a poll on whether or not if Ghislaine Maxwell sees trial, and or time, and or debt. We could like do a.
I vote for she's not going to make it that far.
I have a lot of things. She's going to be suicided or or it's going to be. I think as a society we're ready for something more gruesome. We're ready for a new JFK style thing. Oh. Like she walks out of a hotel under guard or out of the jail or a courthouse and just takes a big bullet like to the head, like one of these like military 50 caliber things that just makes it explode like a watermelon all over people, you know. I could see that, because it's been a while since we've had any gruesome snuff films on, you know. 9/11 was a while ago, you know. That was just like a snuff film, you know, that just kept repeating and just terrorizing and traumatizing us. And that'd be pretty amazing. That would be pretty amazing if someone like a Ghislaine Maxwell, or like, got exploded, you know, or something. Or better yet, yeah, that'd be even better, wouldn't it? If she was, you know, she does a wave to the paparazzi and all this, and then jumps in a car, and then they start to speed away, and it blows up like Bourne Supremacy or something kind of style. Yeah. I think we're about ready for some more violence.
Did you see any news that I missed? Because I know that Lady Gaga's new album is out, and that's a controversial subject right now, too. Why? Which we'll have to touch on later.
Why?
Well, I saw a picture that relates to the pedophile stuff that we're talking about, because something to do with the album, which I haven't figured out yet, because I'm not in the know all the time. Ignorance sometimes, but there's a photo of her with, like, vampire fangs and a bunch of children, like beautiful little children sitting around, or maybe not a bunch, like four, drinking bottles of blood. So there's something to do with the occult and
vampirism.
It's more about drinking the blood of the children, but it's something right. like that.
Well, the vampire, you know, the word like vampire like that, and as it's kind of like referencing occultism like that. In my opinion, vampirism is one of those sort of words that, like, it can be used so metaphorically, but sometimes it's used in the strictest sense, as in blood drinking, you know, psychopaths, as we've been learning by reading our lovely reading material recently.
And I think one of the numbers she does with, like, Ariana Grande, and then one of the numbers she does with, like, Elton John. I don't know. I haven't looked too much into it. I just wanted to see if there's any other news that you heard that I haven't, just so we could keep updated on the news stuff. No?
No, nothing really jumps out at me. Nothing really comes to mind.
Well, we do try to educate ourselves.
The last couple times I've actually looked at the news was whenever you said something to me. Mm-hmm. Something to me, and I was like the Electoral College thing. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I gotta check this out, read this.
Because some things I feel like we need to know. Like, I've always kind of shied away from politics. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, well, maybe I need to look into some of these things, whether it's, okay, do my own homework or read some more or talk about it, critical thinking, this kind of stuff. But we are trying to always educate ourselves, and so the content that we consume varies depending. Right now, we're finishing up the program to read, which will be one of our book reviews on our Patreon page. So
I fed her one of Dave McGowan's books. Anybody out there in deep conspiracy world maybe has heard the name Dave McGowan before. He wrote this amazing book that we have the epilogue yet to read, and we're pretty much through it, and it goes really deep into the seedy underbelly of serial killers, and it's called Program to Kill, The Politics of Serial Murder, and it's just gruesome.
So whether you've read it or not, you might consider hopping over to our Patreon page. It might be worth the $5 there to go listen to our episode whenever we get that posted here pretty soon, because you also get our back episodes. But yeah, we're going to talk about it, and it's not going to be on our radio show live, because it's not for everybody. Mm.
This just in. Right. There are gruesome, even evil people out there that like to eat human flesh and have sex with small little children.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
It's 30 yards. The other one that we read and we watched the documentary that
the conspiracy was talked about, Conspiracy of Silence.
Conspiracy of Silence, and the book was The Franklin Scandal by Nick
Bryant. I think
we
need to do an episode on that too, because we have some words to say about that one.
Yeah. And you know, it's a real strange pivotal time in civilization, I guess, because you know, It sounded like such wackadoo conspiracy theory for the past 20 years, saying things like, yeah, there's a lot of elitists that are, mm-hmm. you know, pedophiles, and a lot of these people are like occultists that, you know, wear robes and do this. And now this stuff is kind of like just bubbled to the surface, and it's become this almost mainstream talking point and memes and everything.
As long as they don't say it like your Uber passenger, but nothing.
Right.
But nothing. These little kids and women don't deserve to suffer.
And I'll say that about the Epstein, mm-hmm. right? A lot of Trump supporters said this. I've heard said to me that whenever they were talking about after Epstein got captured and got put in a cage, that Trump people would come to me and say, you know who went to that Lolita Island, who rode on the Lolita Express? Clinton. I'm like, okay. This just in. You know, the presidents are a bunch of depraved individuals that, you know, do horrible things. And, you know, Trump met the guy, mm-hmm. you know, for doing guilty by association, but yeah, you don't have to tell me that, you know, people like, you know, Slick Willie Clinton and his bride are not just completely over the top.
And pictures are starting to surface, even on Facebook, because I saw one picture that was a man and a young woman, like really young, maybe adolescent age, beautiful. And everybody's like, look what Trump did. And I was like, that's Bill Clinton. So I'm like, I don't know. Really? People aren't getting their facts straight, but the pictures are surfacing. So maybe the veil is lifting, the paradigm is shifting, and I think some things may be happening. Hopefully sooner rather than later. Maybe Maxwell's a catalyst. Hopefully in a good way. Should we chat for a few minutes about mask wearing? Because due to the asthma, I don't really wear a mask. And we've had a couple of sore experiences where they... I'm very quiet and I just walk in past the people. And if they say hi, I'll say hi. But other than that, I just kind of slip past them. Whereas everybody notices Donnie. Everybody says hi to Donnie. And they're all like, don't come in with no mask. And he wants to be argumentative. I'm like, no, we'll just leave.
One out of four times, maybe, that I want to be argumentative. But, if we walk in without going any place without a mask. Now, again, I try to temper this all with, you know, some empathy. And especially for, you know, restaurants and local places.
Yes.
Because... you know, they're just trying to jump through the hoops that the man's setting up for them, just like the rest of us. And, if you go into the restaurant and they say, hey, would you wear a mask if you get to your table or whatever? Okay,
because the air's different there than the walking around. I don't get it.
Again, you know, this isn't 1865 whenever you could, like, I would like to challenge you to a debate out on the front stump so we can discuss this matter and we shall get to the bottom of who's...
Either that or pull out your gun and...
Perhaps we should duel in the parking lot over who has to wear the mask, sir.
And then you cut it with the sword like Zorro or something. Cut the mask off their face.
Very nice. Now it's going to be 10 pieces and fire your shot, sir. Ha ha, no mask it is, as he lays dead.
Will it be like one of those Contagion movies if you're like, cut the mask out there, oh my gosh, I can't breathe.
A CGI germ flying out of your nostril.
War, this means war.
I used to like him, but then he gave me COVID and I had to kill him. In scene 3.
Well, what is stress relief if you can't laugh about it, right?
We have to keep from crying, I guess.
Sometimes.
Yeah. What else you want? Well, when are we going to these places? I always, you know, they'll say, well, you need to be wearing a mask. And I'll just very politely say, she is a severe asthmatic, and I'm going to show solidarity with her so that everybody doesn't single her out. And I'm sorry, you have to wear a mask. And sometimes I'll just say, well, you need to call the police on me.
Mm-hmm. The viral videos are getting crazy.
Yeah. And other times I will bend and be compliant and try to be respectful of others and their thing they're being asked to do. You know, sometimes I get to read on like they're just doing it because they think they're in the right.
It makes some of these people feel superior.
With a certain contempt.
Uh-huh.
They look at you with a certain contempt like, this fucking guy's not wearing a mask and this kind of thing.
And from my perspective, I get so frustrated because I just want to rip the mask off their face and say, look, it's not helping you. And even better than that, if you think your mask is helping you, why do you care what I do? It's my body, my choice, right?
You think I would get an assault charge if I went up and tongue somebody's mask? Like those, like, construction dust masks that everybody's wearing around? Walk up and be like, I love you, and lick her mask.
Well,
that's probably some sort of an assault charge, I'm sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual assault.
You know, we were talking about the sun killing the COVID and everything. Mm-hmm. I've been pretty much getting my base down for the summer. You know, like I was saying before, I went out at least 4 times this week. Haven't, you know, rode the bike as much as I like to, but who gives a damn? I'm out on the water.
The water is a limited amount of time. The bicycle we can do year-round. So that's why I'm, like, willing to stipulate.
That's a good point. We did canoe right up until, like, almost November of last year.
Yes.
Yeah, it was, like, October or later when we stopped. But, you know, I was looking at my super brown arms, and I'm like, man, am I going to be, like, old enough for, like, liver spots here in a few years? Because I've got some, I've got some damage on some parts of my skin where all those little freckles that once were freckles are like those little white beginnings of what's going to be old man spots and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, I've done some damage to my skin over the years as a kid living in a pretty hot climate during this time of the year. And, you know, I was a heathen. I'm just going to readily admit that. I was a heathen. And you would be lucky to get, you know, shoes on me or a shirt. And I think that may, you know, I can remember at least three times in my life where I've had sunburn so bad that it made me, like, sun sick, where you puked and stuff like that. And I've had plenty of those. And
that's why we have rash guards now, because I just got one at ARC that you found for me, and
yes,
you've got one, and we'll be good. Because once you protect the shoulders and you put some sunscreen on your face, you're much better off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just, you know, good lazy way of, you know, and also it saves you a couple of, you know, nickels. Because if you buy, like, good sunscreen,
mm-hmm,
you know, something that's not all, like, nasty, oily, you know, and it's got like some cocoa butters and goodness in it like this, and it's not exactly cheap these days, you know.
Plus, the older I get, the more hang-ups I have, and especially after we went to Mexico, because you mentioned before we went to Mexico about the coral, and then of course that once you hear something and you learn something, you can't unlearn it. And so then I've heard it more than once now that you need to use mineral-based sunscreen. And so now when we go to the grocery store...
That's why we have all this organic sunscreen at our house. It's because it's leftovers from our Mexico trip, right?
And then now I can't bring myself to buy the other kind because I'm like, well, it's bad for the environment. Because just because the coral is... needs us to use special sunscreen doesn't mean the lakes and things don't, because they also have their natural algae and things that they have. I'm like... Oh, man, so now we got to spend more for... Although, you don't use it on your whole body if you're not out there every day, but...
But, you know, this kind of stuff. I'm like the guys that run the boat and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You wear your rash guard, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Wear your rash guard. And during the really hot part of the day, I was wearing, like, my cloth hat with the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the little band that holds it to my head on a boat.
Because our skin is designed to get darker and protect us from the sun. That's sure. Just... natural how it's supposed to be.
Some people that have some melanin issues that they just go from like white to red to pink back to pink and white, and yeah.
But most of us and most people are vitamin D deficient anyway, so it's good for us to get out there and expose our skin.
Yeah. I've been doing my damnedest to keep up on my vitamin D.
I think I forgot my vitamins today. Maybe shame I should take them. I've been doing really good, too.
Yeah. I try to remember to put it right after my morning meal. You know, sometimes if I wake up, I'll be, like, ready right there when I sort of have to wake up. And other times, I wait until later on in the day, like I did today.
Mondays are a different day because that's our day off.
Sure.
I normally talking about working that day because you work 6 days a week.
Breakfast/brunch until like 1:30 after tennis camp and stuff.
Because our schedules are weird. But yeah, Monday is the day where we're like, okay, we relax, we play, we take it easy, do our radio show.
Absolutely. But have you had a lot of people, you know, try to tell you about, you know, skin cancer and being out in the sun too much ain't good? You know, because I see, you know, older people that are like super white and pink, you know, around out in the things. And hey, good on them. At least you're outside, right?
Yes.
But, you know, they're into the sun hats and stuff like that. And I get that, you know.
You still have to be mindful and protect yourself because you're getting sun. I mean, even if you're inside with the windows open, you're getting some sunlight. So you have to be mindful of your skin level and tolerance and all this kind of stuff. But yeah. If you've got an umbrella and a sun hat, at least you're playing outside. If you put on three layers of sunblock, at least you're playing outside. Some of us need more than others.
Sure.
I know I need more sunscreen than you. And besides, especially as a woman anyways, we're... I don't want to say we're more vain, but we're more mindful of our face aging. I mean, the rest of the body too, but especially the face. You see it every day. It's exposed to the all the elements every single day. And men are all like, I washed her with my shampoo or my bar of soap. Whereas women are like, well, no, I have to put this serum on my skin and I, you know, I'll have to eat healthy. And which is something I'm pretty impressed that breath work apparently helps with skin issues. Like, it completely cured the acne of the lady that I listened to. So,
some pretty good skin for a grandma.
I'm pretty excited about that. But yeah, I use some serums and I use sunblock on my face every day.
Cause so somebody's grandma, you got some really tight skin. Just saying. But yeah, has anyone in your immediate circle or anybody been be like, you know, all right, you know, but don't get too much sun, you know. My mom's really not that way with about me, you know, even though my mom is, she's about as white as you can get, right? And me, you know, I cook. I just get slowly darker and darker because, you know, whenever I was in school, you know, you always do your class pictures, like, right, you know,
at the end of the summer, yeah.
Right whenever you go back to school. And I have, like, a lot of my pictures where my hair is all blonde and stuff because I would never wash my head after being in a pool all day long or anything like that. I'd go back to class and have blonde hair and just be brown. I look like I lived on an island somewhere.
I don't remember a lot of pictures being like that, but I do remember a couple where I looked like a hippie. The long hair, and it was kind of streaked, kind of blonde from being out, because I didn't play in the pool as much as just being outside.
Yeah.
And but that was also back in the days when we still, like, would, the girlfriends would all get together and, like, rub baby oil on yourselves and then, like, sit in the sun, and you're like, oh, that's so bad for you. Uh-huh.
I remember
that's what the moms did, and that's what the teenage daughters decided they wanted to try, yeah, too, and I don't recommend it.
Imagine cooking yourself in the Texas sun like that with baby oil. Those 110 degree days down in South Texas where you was.
Yep.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Be like Kramer on the Seinfeld episode and put butter on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started using butter.
Not recommended. And the only person that's told me to be careful of the sun is the neighbor, because she has really white skin and she got skin cancer and had it removed. So she's just like, be careful out there, wear some sunscreen. And I'm like, I got you. Mm-hmm. I do wear my sunscreen. And we can wrap this up anytime. It doesn't have to be a full episode, just because we're trying to make up for...
Mm-hmm. You know, about the skin cancer. I don't wish I knew someone that had cancer. You know,
right.
That sounds really creepy and stuff. But I'd love to see if, you know, some of the claims made in that... Rick Simpson Run From The Cure documentary, if, you know, I'd like to actually literally see it.
Mm-hmm. And so if you've used that, let us know.
Yeah. The claim was that, you know, you just put some of that pure hemp oil, the high THC, concentrated THC in it, or like a Band-Aid or gauze, and then put it over your, you know,
cancer tumor, spot tumor, or whatever.
You know, yeah, your
mole.
Your tumor there on your skin, and I guess it just the claim was that it just eats it away, mm-hmm, to nothing, and that'd be an awesome thing to see.
Because, mm-hmm, I think CBD and hemp and all of that stuff is miraculous healing plants, and I think they're good for us.
And it probably made me want to go punch a doctor in the face that wanted to jack me full of, you know, radiation, mm-hmm, and chemotherapy and just to kill a lesion on my face.
Oh, that stuff is...
cancerous tumor.
The more I learn about that, so because I'm going to ASU and that kind of stuff comes up, how it just kills your body and your guts and your... I'm more into the alternative, holistic type methods, and it's so disturbing, mm-hmm, that you can cure these cancers and things by either, I don't know, something as simple as acupuncture, breath work, or meditation, or CBD, hemp oil, and... Mm-hmm. People are just using the drugs and using that as the go-to because that's the new technology.
I've heard of another therapy that they do of high concentrated doses of vitamin C as well.
Right? High doses of niacin to, mm-hmm, to help with the depression and things. So upsetting. That's why we like to talk about the mind-body connection. We normally bring it back to health and wellness, and we're not experts. We're by no means doctors or anything like this, and we don't give medical advice, but we just like to maybe expand your mind, and there's more information out there, obviously. You can study anything. There's access to all kind of stuff on the interweb these days that you might as well tap into.
The interwebs. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of stuff in it.
Everybody's got that in their pockets. They the might interweb, as well look it up. How do you dial up those interwebs? For some people who don't watch TV, we sure use the internet a lot.
Have when you got a dumb phone in your pocket.
It's true. Yeah, because Donnie says all the time, if he ever won the lottery, that'd be the first thing to go is the cell phone. And I don't blame him. The tracking, the...
If I could call Ted Kaczynski out into the woods, I might want to do something like that. By that, I mean not blow people up and or poison them. By that, I mean go live in a cabin in the woods.
And if we had a long enough growing season or a good greenhouse that was good and sturdy, I would be right behind you.
If I was going to live on a farm, yeah, we could live in a trailer on a farm and be happy.
Also true.
Yeah.
We're high class over here, right?
We're highfalutin trailer trash.
Well, I'm learning how to can. I know how to sew. Mm-hmm. Donnie knows how to hunt and fish. I know how to grow plants, and he's the muscle that helps.
If we keep reading these serial killer books, we're going to know how to skin fillet a human being or something.
I don't know if it's pretty disturbing, but I guess it's radio and not censored and stuff anyways, but I hope this is not true, but there was a guy on the internet that I saw today that he was trans or something, but he sold his genitals to cannibals and cooked them and prepared them and fed them to some people. And he only got like $500 a plate, and there was like three or four people. So I'm like, what? Who would do that? Because he was, you know, he did a bunch of sex right before that to kind of purge the system.
How
twisted is this world? I really hope it was fake. I really hope.
Wow.
But knowing this day and age...
So you're saying they'll put anything out there on the internet? No way!
I hope it's all fake.
Right? Wow, that's gruesome.
Uh-huh.
That's gruesome.
Well, do we have some good stuff to end it on a high note?
Right? We were doing so good, and then Chrissy started talking about transgender testicles getting eaten by cannibals.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. I just got a new band name thought. Transgender testicle cannibals. Let me write that down.
And I've never eaten Rocky Mountain oysters, and I don't really plan to. I like regular oysters, but not Rocky Mountain oysters.
I have this ex-wife that used to love them. Not too far from where we live right now, there is on US 85 in the town of Platteville a place that is their... Their signature dish is Rocky Mountain oysters over there.
It's touted all kinds of
the
places.
The Rocky Mountain Inn is the place, I believe.
Gricky.
Yeah, I'm not down for the
dang
testicles.
Dang it. I
want
to
so
change
much.
It again so it's looking upbeat. No to leave it on.
Yeah, well,
so go play outside. Use some sunscreen. Mm-hmm. Use some good mineral-based sunscreen with less chemicals. Read your food ingredient labels, because we've gotten so much better about reading our ingredient labels and
trying to. Yeah,
sugar
for sure.
Is hidden in everything. And because of our May challenge, I think still to this day we do really good about being mindful with our grocery purchases and reading the labels. And yes, we're not going to lie, we still eat some junk food, because I made some paleo brownies and I liked them. I thought they were delicious. Mm-hmm. I ate most of them.
It's, you know, the supply chain may get broken again here and there, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard to really run out of produce whenever you're in the Northern Hemisphere this time of year,
mm-hmm.
For sure.
And it's peaches time, Palisade peaches time.
Oh, you're not wrong.
That's a good note.
Yeah, that's one thing Colorado really has going for it is the Palisade peaches. I mean, unless you live in Georgia, everybody else will say, yeah, sometimes them Palisade peaches. Now, I say sometimes is because our climate and rainfall is so all over the place in Colorado. It may be like desert dry one year, and then it's like Louisiana wet the next year. And in Georgia, you almost always get, you know, more consistent rain. They get more rainfall in a couple of storms than Colorado gets all year long.
And right, when we went to Oklahoma and it rained all day long, we were like, what?
and Georgia, you know, they have that going for it. But here in Colorado, it's this supposed dew point factor that makes the Palisade peaches so sweet because it gets so cold in that valley over there.
Yes, because peach trees, in order to make a really good peach, they have to freeze for 6 weeks. And I wonder if that's ever a problem in Georgia. I don't know the weather there. No. But I know we can get some really good hard freezes that really make that. But also the rain.
I would think in the better part of Georgia that, you know, they get some good cold. But, I doubt that they ever get below freezing and stay there very much. Yeah. But, yeah, very excited about the Palisades, and maybe you could hone some of your canning skills. And.
Right, I'm thinking about making, like, some canned spiced peaches or something so that I can give some. Because my daughter, she lives for Palisade peaches. She was born in Texas and raised here, and she's moved back to Texas. And if I could can just even a handful of cans of spiced peaches or something to give for her and the grandbabies, and then whoever family you like that you know want some peaches, yeah, it'd probably be money because I don't.
That'd be like you would skyrocket to like really cool person in my family if you gave out jar because we just gave them.
Oh, they'll be getting more grape jelly because the grapes are growing like crazy.
As the growing season came upon us, we realized that we still had all of this bumper crop of peach butter and apple butter from last year still. So we just, whenever we went on our little trip a couple of weeks ago, we literally gave out all of our stash so that, because we're going to be making more canning it somehow real soon. You know, toward the end of this season.
Yes.
There will be apple butters.
There'll definitely be grape jelly. And the grape jelly was phenomenal, though. Fresh. I've never had fresh grape jelly until then.
Yeah, that's good. And I'm very curious to see what the cherry tree does this year.
It looks like it might make cherries. The peach tree may or may not, but the cherry tree looks like it might.
The poor peach tree got the shit beat out of it during a couple of really gnarly storms.
Plus, it made so many peaches the last couple of years that I think they like get tired.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it got pruned by another big branch that fell on it and knocked a big producer off of
it. Stupid cottonwood tree. It keeps falling on my garden. Like, every day I go out there, there's little branches, you know, the little tiny ones with a bunch of leaves on them that fall into the yard. I'm like,
Yeah, well, I was at a community garden the other day, driving past this park, and then right next to this community garden, and I was looking at their collard greens that they have, and I'm like, dang, we're doing it wrong. Theirs was like big compared to ours. Even though we gotten some off of ours, theirs was like a
bush.
Yeah, I was like, man, I have garden envy all of a sudden.
Although the Miracle-Gro will do that, but I don't recommend Miracle-Gro. I don't recommend the Roundup. Right
there with their little watering jug full of the blue water.
Unfortunately, Bayer is also owned by Monsanto, and so
I think it's vice versa.
Or Monsanto.
Bayer bought Monsanto.
That's probably right, yeah. Which is upsetting, because aspirin is the most natural painkiller, even though when you take an aspirin, it makes your stomach bleed in a little spot every single time, and so I'm like more hesitant to take aspirin even these days, but ibuprofen and Tylenol, they all hurt your liver, and so I digress. It's a rabbit hole.
That's why I don't take them very often, because whenever I do need to take them, I need them to work.
Yes.
That's good.
Yeah, because you can build up an immunity to over-the-counter drugs. So we don't recommend a lot of over-the-counter drugs, even though every doctor ever will say, you know, your ibuprofen, Tylenol alternating. Because this whole time I've been injured and I hurt almost every single day. In fact, it's been worse the last few days. And I still don't take a bunch of over-the-counter medicines just because I know what it does to my body, and I choose not to take the prescription pain meds either because it's not worth it. Donnie didn't get them. I'm not taking them. We'll exercise and eat right and hope for the best, I guess so.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be doing some more fasting again soon. I was really impressed with how that made my body feel.
Yeah. We slept like a rock.
Yeah, that's a true story there.
I was kind of thinking here coming up pretty soon. I think here in a
couple days, I'll go ahead and
maybe start Thursday or Friday or something. We'll see. Because it's probably
say Wednesday. Yeah,
well, it's easier to do when you're not cooking for your daughter as well. Because if you're cooking and stuff and you're in the kitchen, you're all like, I'm gonna nibble, and so it's easier when you like she goes through months and you're just like, I'm fasting and nobody's going, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry all day. Just a thought.
Yeah. And, you know, I will say that this last week I've had some cravings, you know, and they've mainly came about, like, fall foods, you know. I wanted some beans. I wanted some beans and rice really bad. And we
ate that.
Yeah, yeah.
We ate some fish.
Yeah, yeah.
With
yeah.
some tartar that we made with the dill in the garden that was awesome. And yeah. So.
And I think I've said that I wanted some chili twice this week, even though I haven't, you know, acted on that fantasy yet. So, yeah, we're a big soup and chili and stew kind of loving people around here.
That's one of those other things that we got really good at making the broth.
Yeah.
Whether it's the bones from the animal that we've cooked or the vegetable scraps, that broth that we make from... It doesn't matter which kind of broth it is. It's all like, throw that in a pot with some meat or vegetables or both and call it a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Homemade soup was like the most down. I didn't realize for years and years how easy homemade soup was to make. And even if you like the creamy, swirled up kind of soup, puree type soup, you stick it in the Vitamix after it's cooked and zoom, good soup.
Or get your little boat motor.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I was sad you gave that thing away.
Did I?
You gave away everything, Donald.
Yeah.
He was all like, I'm moving in and I'm going to give away all my stuff.
I gave away my emulsifier? Are you sure?
I'm sure because you gave away that blender and then the butcher block. And I'm like, dude, but I don't have one. You're like, huh, weird. Those weights, the adjustable weights you gave, all those things that we could probably use. But I'm like, you know what? It's my just
nice,
things.
My nice hide-a-bed couch.
Right? You're like, I don't need this stuff. I don't want to move it.
I'm a bit of a minimalist. I just don't feel like moving it.
We have enough stuff.
Yeah.
So I try not to complain about it. And we're always trying to get rid of stuff.
I mean, I got a good bed. I got fishing poles on the wall. I mean, life is good, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Now you just need a fishing license. And we got to go camping soon.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
Sounds good. Well, thanks for listening. See if I can get this downloaded really quick. So if you can find it and it's on Freedomizer Radio, I did my job correctly.
All right. And thanks for checking in with us, you guys. We'll try to be less stupid and not talk for an hour and a half and not have it recorded, backed up.
Right. But, maybe we ought to record on Audacity just in case next time.
Yeah, we'll work on that. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next time around.